Welcome to Out of This World, podcast stories for kids, where we blend wacky AI-generated ideas with our own silly twists to bring you fun, crazy stories. Sometimes educational, but mostly just
out of this world.
Welcome to episode 3, the Thanksgiving special, Baby Cabbage Carl and the Thanksgiving Caper. This story's crazy, gang. Baby Cabbage Carl enters a cabbage contest at the local fair and wins. But just when everybody is ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, disaster strikes and the Thanksgiving turkey is stolen. Now it's up to Ethan and Luke to crack the case before dinner is ruined. Can they solve the mystery in time, or will Baby Cabbage Carl's prize cabbage become the main course? Let's find out in Baby Cabbage Carl and the Thanksgiving Caper.
Hey Luke, check it out. I'm working on this Happy Thanksgiving card for Grandma and Grandpa for that silly stunt we pulled.
Yeah? I'm still writing the 50 things I'm thankful for letter. I'm on like 27. Dear Grandma and Grandpa, I'm thankful that you tell the same stories over and over again so we'll never forget them. I knew we were going too far when we put that skeleton and all that slimy goo in the front seat of Grandpa's truck. What's up with your card?
His reaction was pretty epic though, dude. Not many grandpas can jump onto the hood of their jacked up farm truck, screaming like a coyote till Grandma comes yelling, "What's wrong with you, Grandpa Gilly?" And we did get like 1.5 million views for that stunt. They've still got some oomph left in them. You know, that's a good thing, I think anyway. So I've built this pop-up turkey thing that throws confetti all over when you open the card. I think Grandma and Grandpa will really like what I've done.
You should do a Baby Cabbage Carl pop-up.
Yeah, but I've already made this whole turkey thing. Oh well.
Do you think Baby Cabbage Carl has his monster cabbage all ready for the Thanksgiving Harvest Fair next week?
I don't know. We should stop by. Check it out.
Yeah, let's take a break from our punishment and head over. Whoa, look at this place. It's like an enchanted kingdom of cabbage.
I know, right? Where's the door even?
Well, hey, boys. Goo goo gaga. You come to help me muscle that monster cabbage around so we can get it into the fair? Come on in. I just finished prepping my famous cabbage pie.
Cabbage pie? That sounds interesting. How does it taste?
Well, it's delicious, of course. What has cabbage in it that ain't delicious? Goo goo gaga.
What's in it?
A secret blend of cabbage and spices, you know. So what has cabbage in it? And it ain't delicious, goo goo gaga.
I'm not really sure what you're asking.
What has cabbage in it that ain't delicious, goo goo gaga?
Is this a joke? I mean, coleslaw? I don't know.
Well, absolutely nothing. Everything's better with cabbage. You guys get it or no? Goo goo gaga.
I guess.
Do you mean that you just really like cabbage a lot? Because it's not really that funny. Like, what does that even mean? Usually jokes are, like, ironic. And, you know, they make people laugh.
I guess it seems funny to me because, I love cabbage. Anyway, you boys come to help move Bessie, my prize monster cabbage, goo goo gaga?
Yeah, I think we can help. What's the plan for getting this thing moved?
I'm not sure yet. She's about 400 pounds, the size of a lazy boy. Kind of hard to grab onto. Goo goo gaga.
Well, can we get it onto a cart or something?
I've got a cart somewhere. You boys go take a look in the cabbage shed out back. Goo goo gaga.
What do you think he's talking about with that joke deal?
I don't know. Maybe since he's kind of a baby, he just finds things funny that we don't really find that funny or whatever.
Yeah.
You guys find that cart yet?
We haven't even got to the cabbage shed yet, Baby Cabbage Carl.
Seems like you boys are taking a long time. You guys get lost back there? Come on, get over here and come and grab me. I'll help you out.
We got it, Baby Cabbage Carl. Just hang tight. We'll be right there with the cart.
Jeez, this guy is different, isn't he? Why do we even hang out with him?
I don't know. He is a little different. But that's what you get when you have a guy who is a farmer and also obsessed with cabbage and who is also a baby. It's just a different situation, and you gotta accept it. Anyway, here's the cart. Well, four carts, I guess. Which one is the best for hauling a 300-pound cabbage?
I don't know. Just grab this yellow one, okay?
It's got a flat tire.
Okay, we got this blue one over here, but it looks kinda small.
Yeah, but we can't really use the other ones. They are definitely too big.
Yeah, well, grab the blue one then. Or do you know if he has an air compressor?
I don't really want to mess around with all that. I mean, let's pull out the blue one.
Grab that yellow cart out there.
It's got a flat, Baby Cabbage Carl.
Well, fire up the air compressor. Get that tire pumped up and get that wagon over here.
This guy just frustrates me. Why does everything have to be his way? Grab the air compressor. Go get that. Do this. Go faster.
Get me in my stroller. I'll show you where it is. Goo goo ga ga.
Here we go, Baby Cabbage Carl. We got the yellow cart all ready to go.
Okay, boys, grab my stroller. Set me in there and bring me over to Bessie. I can buckle myself, okay? I'm not a baby anymore.
Okay, Baby Cabbage Carl, jeez.
Goo goo ga ga ga.
So you're really gonna get that thing onto this cart?
Ethan, grab me that 2x4 laying on the ground there. Goo goo ga. Grab the cart, hold her steady. Ethan, yeah, push on Bessie. Go ahead. Go.
Holy smoly, this thing is heavy.
It's just a cabbage, Ethan. Heave. We got her, boys. Come on, we got her. Go, oh, no!
Whoa! The cart's taking off.
Boys, give me a shove. I'll chase her down. Ooga-ga-ga!
You're free, Baby Cabbage Carl. You're free.
It's heading for the fairground, boys. Grab your bikes and meet me down there. Ooga-ga-ga!
We're gonna have to chase Bessie down. Quick!
Strawberry Sally, go get him!
Give me a shove, Jim! Look out, folks! I've gotta save that cabbage! Not so fast, Maggie Cabbage!
Whoa! Thank you so much, Goo Goo Gaga! You saved my cabbage, sweet Bessie!
No problem. I love strawberries, but I can't let a cabbage ruin the elephant ear stand.
That was amazing! And who are you?
I'm Baby Strawberry Sally, at your service.
We were trying to get Bessie down here, So Baby Cabbage Carl could enter his prize cabbage in the biggest veggie contest. He's gonna win this year.
Baby Cabbage Carl? I'm Baby Strawberry Sally. Nice to meet you.
Oh, you saved the day, sweet Baby Sally. I've never met anyone quite like you, Goo-goo Gaga.
Well, I'm not sure I've met anyone like you, Baby Cabbage Carl.
And you're okay with a baby or a guy who's obsessed with cabbages, Goo-goo Gaga?
Sure, if you're okay with a baby lady who talks strawberries all day.
Whoa, what's going on? You saved the cabbage, Baby Cabbage Carl?
My new friend here, Baby Strawberry, or, what was your last name again, miss? Goo-goo Gaga.
Baby Strawberry Sally.
Enough with the small talk, Baby Cabbage Carl. We've got to get Bessie over to the judging table before the contest begins.
Oh, it's like an obstacle course around here.
It's like we're in an old cabbage race, boys. Goo-goo Gaga!
Move it, people! Coming through with a prize cabbage!
You guys are doing great! You can do it!
Well, what do we have here, folks?
Well, Judge, this is my giant cabbage. We almost lost her, Goo-goo Gaga. But Baby Strawberry Sally saved her just in time.
I must admit, this is quite the specimen.
I think you've got this, Baby Cabbage Carl.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 42nd Annual Bounty and Blessings County Fair. And for the most anticipated event, our giant produce competition. And boys and girls, I don't think there's really much discussion this year. Check out Baby Cabbage Carl's giant cabbage. Bessie, on the scale now, weighing in at 362 pounds. The world's largest cabbage, and easily the largest down here at the auction table. Congratulations, you won the contest.
I knew you'd come through, big guy. You didn't let me down.
Congrats, Baby Cabbage Carl. You really are the Cabbage King.
Hey, ain't no baby gonna win this contest. Yeah, I easily have the largest pumpkin here, and I ain't no baby.
It ain't my fault I'm a baby. And there's nothing in the rules that says I can't enter the competition, okay, boys? Now you quiet yourselves down, Goo-goo Gaga. Don't make me get out of this stroller here.
Okay, men and babies. Let's all calm down. Baby Cabbage Carl is right. There's nothing in the rules that says he can't be in a stroller and enter. The rules are the rules. Now let's start the bidding on Bessie. Can I get 100? 200! 300!
Go, Baby Cabbage Carl!
Look at that. We did it. And quite the haul, too. I'd say that the $10,000 we got at the auction in this great new partnership that we have cultivated here at the fair, we start a tradition of sorts. Goo-goo Gaga Gaga.
Oh, yeah? What you thinking, Baby Cabbage Carl?
I'm thinking we start an annual Thanksgiving feast. Hosted by yours truly and my new main squeeze, you, Baby Strawberry Sally. Goo gaga gaga.
Whoa, that sounds great, Baby Cabbage Carl.
We could feed all the folks around here who don't have a family around to do Thanksgiving with.
Baby Cabbage Carl, you never cease to amaze me. I've got leftover strawberries in my basket, and I bet we could whip up a real fine strawberry cabbage casserole for everyone to enjoy.
Sally, you know, we make quite the team. Imagine you with your strawberries and me with my cabbages. This town ain't never seen no produce duo like us. Goo-goo-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga.
Oh, Baby Cabbage Carl, you flatter me. I'd be honored to host this feast with you.
So what's on the menu for this Thanksgiving feast, Baby Cabbage Carl?
Cabbage pie, cabbage rolls, cabbage strawberry pie, cabbage dumpling, cabbage stuffed turkey, cabbage kebab, cabbage gumbo, cabbage burger.
Okay, we get it, Baby Cabbage Carl. Cabbage, everything.
Oh dear, where's the turkey?
I don't know. We just set it up there by the oven a minute ago, and now it's gone.
How does a 50-pound turkey just disappear, boys? Goo-goo gaga.
Old Mr. Jenkins!
Couldn't take it that he lost the produce competition for the first time in 42 years.
Yeah, and I saw him sneaking around here yesterday, eyeing up all of our work.
You guys really think he'd steal a turkey? This all sounds a little far-fetched, boys.
Hey guys, what's up? What's going on? Why the long faces?
Emma, we're gonna need your help. We think old Mr. Jenkins took the town turkey we were preparing for the feast.
You know him pretty well, right, Emma? Do you think he would do something like this?
He did seem really upset that he didn't win the produce contest. I saw him huffing and puffing and griping up a storm at the farm.
Let's pay old Mr. Jenkins a visit.
I know he's down there now. I just left. He's stacking hay.
Let's make a move, boys. Stroller away!
You don't happen to know anything about a 50-pound turkey, do you?
If I had a 50-pound turkey, I'd call the zoo, or I'd be inviting y'all over for dinner.
Did that hay bale just gobble-gobble over there, or am I thinking baby thoughts again? Goo-goo-gaga, gobble-gobble.
No, that's just the gobbly wind. Happens all the time around here.
Guys, I think we found our turkey.
All right. You got me. I might have borrowed old Turkey Tom there, but can you blame me? That bird looked at me with those big, juicy, friendly eyes, and I thought, now there's a turkey who could use a little bit of Jenkins' hospitality. And can you blame me for being a little sore? Here I am, pouring my heart and soul out into growing the biggest, most beautiful pumpkins this town's ever seen, and what do I get? Second place!
Oh, Mr. Jenkins, I get it. Sometimes we put everything we got into something, and it just doesn't turn out the way we hoped. I know the feeling. Goo goo gaga.
And without you, old Mr. Jenkins, Thanksgiving wouldn't have been half as fun.
Yeah, what's a Thanksgiving feast without a good old turkey heist? We'd probably all just sit around not chasing poultry and just eating pie. Where's the fun in that?
I messed up the whole Thanksgiving this year. What kind of grown man does something like this?
Oh, Mr. Jenkins, we all make mistakes.
Yeah, one time I tried to jam a whole frozen pizza into the microwave. Plastic wrapper, cardboard, and all. Mom wasn't too happy with me, but it all worked out in the end.
How about we bury the hatchet, old Mr. Jenkins? Give us back our old turkey, and you could join us making this Thanksgiving feast a real hit for the town.
You know, I've been so caught up in this contest and wanting to win, I forgot what really matters. Y'all showed me that this isn't about who takes home the ribbon or the biggest prize pumpkin. It's about us all coming together. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
How about we make it official? Will you be my cabbage queen and I'll be your strawberry king? Together, we'll grow enough produce to feed the whole county every Thanksgiving. Goo goo ga 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 ga.
Why, I'd be honored, Baby Cabbage Carl. Just think of all the strawberry and cabbage recipes we could come up with.
They're so weird, but kind of perfect for each other.
Yeah, Cabbage and strawberries. Who knew?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone! Let's keep the tradition rolling for years to come. Goo goo ga 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 ga.
Yes, and cheers to all of you. And remember, the best way to carve a big old turkey is with a big old heart.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
Well, there you go. That's the story of Baby Cabbage Carl and Old Mr. Jenkins, the Thanksgiving caper. Luke and Ethan learn that sometimes the craziest adventures are the ones that you don't even plan, and that cabbage really can steal the show. Maybe next time they'll learn to leave the cabbage stunts up to a baby. Hey, here's a family fun fact for you. Did you know that cabbage has been grown for over 4,000 years? Ancient Egyptians loved it so much, they even ate it with garlic for good health. And now Julian's got a zany zinger for you. Take it away, Julian.
Why did the cabbage go to the party? Because it knew how to turnip the beat.
Thanks for joining us for today's adventure. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a review. It helps other families find us. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and send us a message with your thoughts, ideas, or even a drawing of your favorite character. If you'd like to support our journey, check us out on Patreon. We appreciate every one of you. Until next time, dream big, explore boldly, and keep every adventure
out of this world.